Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I live in Southern California, and one of the benefits of living here is there are a lot of places to go on the weekend. There's lots to do here. So what we do as a family is we'll get a membership for some amusement park, zoo, museum, and then we'll go back there several times a year in order to really get to know that place well and get our money's worth. This year, our membership is at SeaWorld, and I really love all the animals there and the activities. We really have a blast when we go there. But at the end of the day, we're tired and we're all ready to come home because of something called stress. Yes, stress. So often when we think of stress, we think of negative, and it often is negative, that's true. But my example of SeaWorld is that stress can be positive too. But what stress is stress is something that causes us to get exhausted, to be tired, and of course we need rest. As long as we manage our stress well, then we don't have to feel too overwhelmed by it. And that's one of the benefits of living in Southern California. Because of our membership, we don't feel that we have to be there all day and get totally exhausted. I see those families sometimes, and I feel kind of sorry for them, because boy, are they tired at the end of the day. They are exhausted. And life is kind of like going to SeaWorld. What do I mean by that? If we're human, we're going to have stress. There's no way getting around that. It's just part of living. Getting food, finding shelter, the old stuff, and now having big homes, having cars, having 3 computers, the new stuff, just causes us stress. But how we manage it is the key factor in all of our lives. How are we managing our stress? Because if we take time to manage our stress, we're going to be healthy. And since this week's podcast is about the medical research in regards to meditation, I really want us to focus on how reducing our stress, managing our stress well, is really good for us. And meditation, of course, is an excellent way to manage our stress. Because when we get overwhelmed with stress, our bodies feel it. We get headaches, we get exhausted, we get backaches. That's the first signs of stress. And then later, we have more serious signs of stress. We get cancer, we get heart disease, we get severe migraines. We get things that cause us severe forms of stress after long enough exposure to stress without breaks. As long as we have breaks, as long as no matter how intense life is going for us, we get breaks, we can do pretty well in life. But when we don't take time, when we push ourselves too hard, things start breaking down. And there's 2 very effective ways I can prove to you that stress isn't good for us. If we don't take breaks, things start going awry. Okay, the next time you go to an amusement park, a zoo, something like that, where there are a lot of people there, they're normally pretty expensive, and people come from a long ways, so they want to spend the whole day there. At the end of the day, watch people and see how many, many of them are very unhappy. They're grumbly, they're fighting. I've a couple times felt like going up to some people and say, you know, what you're doing is almost child abuse. I may have to report you. Obviously, I didn't, but I felt like it because, boy, were they being nasty towards their kids. It was only because they were extremely exhausted, and of course, their child wasn't behaving very well. But the combination of all that stress with bad behavior made for a very ugly situation. If you don't believe me, try it out. See how unhappy happy people get when they're stressed. Here's another way to prove that stress isn't good for us when we don't take breaks. Go to your doctor, doesn't matter what type of doctor you have. Family practitioner is probably the best, though. And ask them, say, hey doc, does stress have any effect in regards to people and their health? Really, ask them, see what they say. I've asked this many times. And on average, I get about an 80% rate, meaning that 80% of the reason why people are there having health problems, medical health problems, is because of too much stress. If they reduce their stress, they wouldn't need to be at the doctor's office. So, try it. See, the truth is, I can, till I'm blue in the face, every week report on studies where science shows how good meditation is for you. I can. But what will happen is that until you actually see it with your own eyes, see how meditation is good for you and how stress is bad for you, you're not going to probably practice meditation. You may listen to this podcast, but you probably won't practice it as diligently as it would be good for you until you actually are a believer. So here's how I make you a believer in meditation. Again, there's lots and lots of studies that talk about the benefits of meditation. But start meditating. Meditate where it's a situation where it's good for you. Guided meditations at first tend to be best. They just are. It's easier to meditate that way, and in a group can be good. And once you get the experience, don't quit too soon. You can't expect to learn to meditate overnight, but try it for a little while, maybe 2-3 months. And what you'll find is, yeah, I can tell. Meditation is really peaceful. It's very relaxing, and I felt refreshed and rejuvenated afterwards. You're going to find this to be true. Really. And at the end of each podcast, I always leave my email address. So if I'm wrong, let me know. But I haven't got any yet. No one's sent me an email saying, Dr. Puff, you're crazy. Meditation is terrible. I'm not going to do it. And I've tried it. I've not got one of those yet. Maybe you'll be the first, but try it. Just try it. So our lives are like a day at SeaWorld. They can be a beautiful experience. They can be wonderful. Or they can be tragic. They can be awful. They can be terrible. Same experience, different results. Because we're listening to this podcast, we're probably more motivated to meditate. Meditation makes sure that our visit to SeaWorld goes well. Our life's journey here goes well. Let's take time to meditate. Let's take time to reduce that stress. That stress is just part of being human, so that we can have a wonderful time here at SeaWorld and in our lives. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. You'll also find there a blog on meditation, a happiness podcast, and a variety of other things where you can learn more about meditation. I'm not sure how long I'll be doing it, but kind of a fun note, Psychology Today has asked me to start writing a blog on meditation for them too. So if you go to the website that I've listed before, you can find everything there and all the links. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, peace.